This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday morning podcast on the 6th of September, 2024. Good morning. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today by CJ Miller. He has the news, including a new disease in Indiana soybean fields and a measure to prevent adversarial countries from owning U.S. farmland. The HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here, too. He'll describe a frontal boundary moving in and associated rain chances. And yesterday, the markets were quiet and mixed, only soybean futures higher. Mike Silver checks in with market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Warning Indiana farmers of red crown rot disease in soybeans and the efforts to ban China and Russia from owning farmland across the entire U.S. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, there's a relatively new disease called red crown rot that's been found in Indiana's soybean fields, and one of the nation's leading crop pathologists wants you to know about it.
Red crown rot is caused by a soil-borne fungus. As the name suggests, it affects the roots and the crown of the soybean.
And that's Dr. Darcy Talenko, Associate Professor of Botany and Plant Pathology at Purdue University. She says that red crown rot was first found in Indiana just 2 years ago, but as of 2 weeks ago, it's been confirmed in Adams, Bartholomew, Rush, Decatur, and Spencer counties. Talenko says the disease is a major yield robber.
This pathogen pretty much eats up the root system, and so we've seen up to 50% yield loss of those plants. The pods aren't going to develop. There's no root system to feed that plant. So some of those areas, those pockets of a field, will be severely hit with yield loss throughout a field. It may not be widely spread through a field. Maybe only 10%, 15% of those pockets have the disease, but it is important for the growers to know if it's red crown rot versus SDS.
And unlike tar spot in corn, she says the fungus that causes red crown rot is spread through the soil.
So really, it's only going to move when we move contaminated soil that are infected with the disease or infected debris. So it's not going to move like we've seen tar spot move, which has aerial spores that get moved in weather systems.
Talenko says that red crown rot mimics a couple of other diseases that also impact soybeans.
So it kind of looks, the foliar symptoms can mimic those of sudden death syndrome. And then it also may mimic things like brown stem rot as well. So it's important for the growers to go out and look at the crown and see what's really causing those early symptoms of where you have patches of yellowing soybeans going on in the field.
Read more about red crown rot disease at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Well, it was earlier this year that your state lawmakers in the Indiana General Assembly passed a bill that prevents China, Russia, and other adversarial countries from owning or leasing farmland in Indiana. Now your lawmakers on Capitol Hill want to make that a nationwide ban.
This is about our country's national security. in ensuring that adversaries like China, like Russia, like North Korea, or Iran do not gain a foothold on American soil.
And that's Congressman Dan Newhouse from Washington State. He introduced the Protecting American Agriculture from Foreign Adversaries Act. Newhouse says that China's ownership of U.S. farmland poses the greatest threat.
The People's Republic of China is only interested in reaping every possible benefit from U.S. land without giving back or considering our future. The U.S. cannot become dependent on our adversaries for our domestic food supply.
Indiana's law also prevents citizens from those adversarial nations from buying real estate within 10 miles of all military installations across Indiana. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Get ready for the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's more than a farm show. Explore over 600 exhibitors providing equipment, services, and education for farms of all types and sizes. Tickets can be purchased at participating OSU Extension offices, agribusinesses, and online. fsr.osu.edu to buy your Farm Science Review tickets now and plan your show visit. The 62nd Farm Science Review, September 17, 18, and 19.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got a frontal boundary moving through the Hoosier State today, going to give us a chance of rain. The front, not really all that impressive, but I think we can pick up a quarter to three quarters of an inch with coverage around 80%. I also feel that most of us will be under half an inch, but I'm allowing for that three-quarter inch top end of the range just due to a potential thunderstorm threat. I really think the biggest storm potential is a little farther to the east in Ohio, but we'll see how it works out. But the front coming through today is giving us the rain that we're going to have to hold on to and deal with for the next week to week and a half, because this is the only chance of rain in our 10-day forecast window. Behind the front, we are going to be significantly cooler for the weekend. Quite crisp, honestly, as we go through Saturday and Sunday. Both heavy dews those mornings, but we're not looking at any major weather problems. You go up into Michigan, it's quite crisp as well, but I'm not worried about frosts anywhere. So don't have that thought in your mind at all. Going into next week, we are above normal. Backside warmth from the south comes up this high pressure dome, and we're looking at well above normal temperatures Monday through at least a Saturday of next week. Full sunshine, low humidity, excellent dry down. That's the thing. While we would like a rain probably to finish off a few crops here and there, with the only rain that we're seeing coming today, we're going to suck a lot of moisture out as we move through next week. There is a little bit of moisture trying to come together in the Great Plains late next week, late Thursday afternoon through Friday. But right now it seems to want to stay trapped under an upper level ridge over the Great Plains, falling apart as it moves into parts of western Iowa. So I'm going to keep us dry through Sunday the 15th, and I think our next significant chance of rain may not show up until well into the week of the 16th. So yeah, net drying here. We're off to a very dry start, and that's going to speed our crops along toward harvest. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A sell-off in corn, soybeans, and wheat, but both corn and beans come back, beans finishing higher. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review, brought to you by the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17, 18, and 19. Over 600 exhibitors serving farms of all types and sizes. Buy tickets online at fsr.osu.edu. I'm Ian DeEubank. Settlements coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis. I spoke to Mike Silver for that. Mike is with Kokomo Grain, and we chatted near the end of trade. Mike, the rally ran out on Thursday morning, but near the close, corn and soybeans have rallied back to right around even, if not slightly above. The markets did take a break from the higher moves during the morning session, but it was brief.
Briefly, yes, Andy. We have some red on the quote board today, but you know, we've had a nice rally since last Friday, and I always kind of like to look for the good spots in this market because it is volatile. You know, we talked about that before we came on the air, but it is extremely volatile, and we're still trading in a price channel. You know, since last Friday, December corn's up 9¾ cents at this moment, and November beans are up 23 cents. So we have to look for the positive things here as we look at these futures markets. And Andy, you know, the funds have started to cover some of their short position. They have been extremely short, and they're still short, don't get me wrong. Corn in particular is extremely short, followed by soybeans, and wheat too is short. But, you know, with the weather conditions right now in South America, it is dry down there. And it, at this time of the year, it's usually always dry down there. But it doesn't look like there's much relief in the, at least the shorter term weather forecasts. And that has the market a little bit concerned because that could delay soybean planting in Mato Grosso. And a delayed soybean planting because the farmers don't like to plant those beans in dry soil without a little moisture at least. And it also could possibly delay the planting of the Safrinha corn crop, which is the second corn crop in Brazil. So Brazilian weather has the market's attention now, as do the yield prospects for here in the United States. We have not had much rain here in the last week or so. And, you know, there's some folks questioning now, maybe we've taken the top edge off this market and maybe the old adage of big crops get bigger won't come into play when USDA releases its data a week from today at noon on September the 12th, we'll get the September Crop Production and World Outlook Board reports. And between now and then, we're going to see a lot of private estimates, analyst estimates about what the yields are. I will say, you know, based on what we see today, it looks like we're still going to have an extremely good corn and soybean crop, not only in the country, but here in Indiana. We may have taken the top end off of it by not getting some rains in areas that were a little, I'll use the term water deficit here. But as you drive down the road, any place in Indiana, these crops are coming on fast. And we have seen some new soybeans delivered here at some of our elevators and some new crop corn. Not large quantities, but Harvest 24 has started. It's knocking at the door, and folks are trying to take advantage of any nearby quick ship premiums that might be in the market for any crop that they can harvest here in this early time frame. Remains to be seen, you know, where we're going to end up here in the futures market, but certainly, we had a flash export sale today, soybeans sold to China and unknown destinations. And tomorrow morning at 8:30, we'll get our weekly export sales report. That was delayed a day because of the Labor Day holiday this week. So that report will be out at 8:30 tomorrow morning. And the trade is expecting in some of the wires I've read here this afternoon, based on the flash sales that we've seen and the stronger demand because we are competitive at the price levels we're at right now in the world market. So we're looking, expecting some pretty robust numbers in the export sales report tomorrow morning. So we'll keep our fingers crossed here, Andy, that we can put the finish on this crop and we can move into a good harvest season here, which is just hours away, really, and will accelerate pretty fast as more and more farmers across the state and across the nation are able to get at Harvest 24 for the corn and soybean crops. We'll look forward to what USDA has to say next Thursday at noon and see where we can go from there. Again, I encourage folks to look for opportunities to add to their new crop sales levels If anyone has questions about, you know, types of marketing tools to use, don't hesitate to reach out to me or any of my colleagues at Kokomo Grain. So that's about it for today, Andy.
Mike Silver at Kokomo Grain. Mike's number, toll-free, 800-666-0613. On the Hat Thursday Farm Market Review, down just 2 cents on December corn, 410 and three quarters. The March contract dips a penny and three quarters down to 429 and a quarter. Novi beans, 2 cents higher, 1023 and a half. January, 1041 and a half, a gain of 2 1/4. And December wheat loses 6 cents, dropping to 574 and three quarters. The meat's down. October live cattle, 177.25, down $1.97. October lean hogs, 80.70, down 87. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.